This morning, we finish out our series of interviews with the candidates vying for the mayor's seat here in Lexington. Today, we're joined by Danny Mayer, and we'll start off with the same question we've asked of the other mayoral candidates. Mr. Mayer, why did you decide to enter the race?
You know, I've have three probably main reasons. The first is I think I'm the best candidate. I spent 4.5 years covering the city in a number of ways through my work at North of Center. And through that work, I felt like there were a lot of conversations and things that weren't being addressed in the city. So I feel like my views are fresh and new, and they're valuable. The second thing is I'm a community college teacher. I teach English 101. I tell my students that education doesn't really mean much if you don't bring it to bear in the larger community. So I think those are probably the two big reasons.
Mr. Mayer, if you were elected, what would be your top priorities in office?
You know, what I would like to do is to take what I see as the successes of the near downtown corridors, places like Jefferson Street and North Limestone, and to take what they are doing well, which is re-inhabiting very small commercial districts and using those re-inhabitations to really spur development in nearby communities. What I would like to see done is to take that model and to work to bring that to a lot of our suburban commercial districts. And part of the way that I would do that would be through a focus on growing a local food economy where we could stimulate a whole new class of farmers, but also people who are working in the food production industry, food marketing industry. Let's bring these places out into the suburbs so that we can have live-work play zones oriented around food and art and culture.
You brought up downtown, and that leads into the question we've been asking all of the candidates, and of course, you're nodding your head, yes, Rupp Arena. Yeah. Where do you stand on the Rupp Arena renovation?
Yeah, that's the $350 million question, and then some. I'm against public money for the Rupp Arena renovation. There's a long history now going back to the 1990s with renovations for sports complexes in downtown areas. And overwhelmingly, the results of those developments and those public subsidies for those developments has not been beneficial to larger cities. So that the gains that we were told we're going to get from those developments haven't really panned out. And they've placed our city finances or other cities' finances in a lot of trouble. And we're seeing this in places like Louisville and Cincinnati, just to note a couple of close places. But, you know, really this is a national and global issue of overspending on sports arenas.
What do you think is the biggest single challenge that is facing Lexington today?
That's a tough question. You know, I'm going to answer this more philosophically. You know, I'm somebody who spent 4 years covering my city, running a newspaper, and one of the things that I saw is that we tend to recycle the same people and the same ideas, so that Lexington's great ideas often seem to be presented to us as these world-class ideas, ideas that come from somewhere else. And I feel like Lexington does a poor job of really cultivating a lot of our local talent and our local needs. The University of Kentucky is a wonderful place that, just by default of being here in Lexington, is always going to attract a global class and a global consciousness. And I think what we need to do is to take those people who are coming here and to really give them a little bit more ability to be able to be a part of the city and have their voices a part of the city.
What would you say to people who are listening who say, ooh, he just doesn't have a lot of experience in politics, which I'm sure you've heard already?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a valid concern. One of the things that I say is I'm a community college professor. I've never had anybody who has actually worked for me. With my North of Center community newspaper, I and others put out 77 issues of a completely volunteer-run newspaper. So I can work with people. The transformation, I think, and the thing that I think would be a wonderful thing for somebody like me is that, you know, a mayor doesn't work by himself. A mayor has a whole army of civil servants. In fact, the mayor's position is going to come in with a number of paid people who will come and do a lot of the, I would say, the infrastructure work to be able to help me informed. I'm a teacher, so what I do is I know how to learn, and I think I'm somebody that can learn on the job pretty quickly.
One thing we've asked of the other two mayoral candidates to try and help the community get to know them on a little bit different level. Yeah. Tell us something about yourself that nobody would know about you.
I'm not sure if nobody would know about me, but I'm
a fun, interesting fact.
I'm a big paddler. I spent actually the better part of 2 years on taking weekend trips and paddled the entire main stem of the Kentucky River. We did between locks. Occasionally we would portage across locks. It really actually informed and gave me a really greater sense of the beauty of our region. We often talk about Lexington as this really wonderful urban city with a great pastoral horse farm background. But if you go out paddling, what you really see is that our landscape and the places that are surrounding Lexington are much more than just horse country. It's water country to me.
That was Danny Mayer, who will be on the ballot for Lexington's mayor, along with former Lexington Police Chief Anthony Beatty and incumbent Mayor Jim Gray.